Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has vacated the registrations of three dicamba-based herbicides, one each from BASF, Corteva, and Bayer. Allison Crittenden is the Director of Congressional Relations at the American Farm Bureau Federation and says the ruling has enormous implications for farmers this summer, given that roughly 60 million acres of dicamba-tolerant cotton and soybeans were slated for this year's planting.
We're confident saying farmers have the utmost respect for their neighbors and would not intentionally damage another's crop. Overall, it's worth noting that precision farming has dramatically advanced the way pesticides are applied, and we're on a path of continuous improvement. When these sudden decisions are made in courts, it can cause serious disruptions for farmers who have already made business decisions for this season, affecting their ability to use already purchased products and their overall plans for planting.
Now, the Ninth Circuit's ruling came from a lawsuit brought against EPA and Monsanto, which of course is now Bayer, in 2017, by a coalition of farming and environmental groups, namely the National Family Farm Coalition, the Center for Food Safety, the Center for Biological Diversity, as well as the Pesticide Action Network. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.